I tend to take on a personality according to who's around me.
Yeah.
And I just feel like trying to be real cool because I got some really cool guys in the studio with me.
Really?
I got Jason, Rick, and Bryce. And you guys make up Lifehouse.
Yep.
Lifehouse just got some good news, right?
Yeah.
Was I here for something pretty monumental, or was that just eh? I don't know. In the record business, is that big?
That's pretty huge.
It was, what is it? You guys are the most added song this year?
Yep.
Hey, give it up for Lifehouse, man. Yeah.
It's only January, though, but that's still really good.
And I will have you know that we were the second station here in America to play your song.
I know, and thank you for that. That's rad.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Jason. I didn't have anything to do with it.
Really?
I do the morning show.
I thought you were the man.
And well, I am the man. Like, here's the thing: is like they, you know, the music director hears it, and the program director. It's the way that works, and then they're like, "Yeah, that's gonna be big, man." And then I just play it.
Wait a minute. So you can't go in and be like, "Check it out, man."
No, what I do because I'm an ass is if I don't like something, then I'll go in there. I'll be like, "I don't like it." And so I guess you could thank me for not saying I didn't like it.
Talking trash about it.
Right. I didn't trash it. I loved it.
That helps. That's cool. Thanks for that.
So you guys, you know what I love about you already? I can tell in the first 5 seconds is that you're very humble. You don't like to talk about yourself, and it really is. I know that. Who is it we used to make fun of? Because it was all about the music, man.
Maroon 5,
man. It was all about the music. They didn't want to tell.
Really?
Yeah, but they just said that to say it because they had to because they're musicians. But you guys, it's like, I can tell. Like, you don't want to, you're not in here to talk about life. You're in here to talk about music.
Yeah. It's all about the music, man.
I think it was the guitar that gave it away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got the new one coming out, and it's self-titled Lifehouse.
Yep.
And how long did it take for you? Did you write all the songs yourself?
Uh-huh.
You did every single one of them?
Yep.
That's great.
Yeah.
And that is, like, the biggest thing that you enjoy is writing the music, correct?
Yeah, man. I love writing. It's a good time.
How long did it take?
It took about a year and a half, actually, to write this record. Not by our choice, but just because our record label got sold.
Right.
So we were kind of, like, hanging out going, shoot, you know, what are we going to do, you know, with our time? But we wrote the second record on the road, which is very difficult, you know, playing the show, then going in the back of the bus and trying to hash out songs and then waking up and doing it again. So this was great because we were home. Rick, you were doing a bunch of side projects and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was just writing songs, you know. And by the time it came to making this record, we had about like 40 to 50 songs to choose from. So it was really good for us.
Am I way off by saying this, but when you're writing a record, I'm sure the first album, it might be easy to write. You got so much you want to talk about. You got so much that you want to do. And then the record business can be such a mundane experience for some people. Do you ever feel like once you've written the first album, you're moving on to another one, that your life has been such a whirlwind of the same thing over and over and over, you don't have much to pull from for experiences?
Yeah. You know how everyone says you have your whole life to write your first record and like a year to write your second?
Yeah.
I always was like, ah, whatever. You know, that's just a cliche, but it really is true.
Is it tough?
It really is because you draw all of your inspirations from like your whole life, you know, growing up and stuff to put into that first record. The second record, you're basically on the road the whole time. So it's almost like you don't have time to really digest everything that's happening. And it's like a whirlwind. It happens so fast, you know? So,
So that was a good word.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
Can you hit a little strum for me?
Sure.
Just like a little, keep it going though, like a little note, just pull out whatever, a chord, you call it a chord?
Yeah.
Just hit a chord for me. This is what I imagine your song after you've been touring for a while would go like. A little something like this. Groupies won't leave me alone.
No.
No, they won't. Radio stations, they treat me so wrong. They're like, yuck, yuck in the morning. Come on, everybody scream. It's crazy. Who you dating now? And I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore.
Have you thought about American Idol?
No. No, but was that right on, though, how you feel?
That was great.
Good.
Yay.
Good. Shut up, Riz. Shut it.
We need to get Kid Rock to, like, do a little rap, and we're in.
Hey, me and Bob were like that.
He's tight, huh?
Yeah.
Nice guys. Have you met him before?
Yeah, we all came from Detroit.
Oh, no way.
We used to hang with him for a little while, but it's all about PDX now, man. We are.
Our tour manager's from Detroit.
You know what made Bob really big, little Mr. Richie? And midgets. You guys got to think about getting a midget in your band somehow.
Yeah. We definitely thought about it. Yeah. We played this one show, and there was a midget in a Santa Claus costume with two like awesome. Big strippers right around him, and it was pretty interesting. We thought about taking him on the road.
That's awesome.
He wanted to stay with the strippers, you know. So
as Paris would say, that is hot.
That's so hot.
So You and Me is your. It's gonna be your first single off the disc.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that about?
It's a love song. It's for the chicks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What?
Yeah, we're bringing back the ballad, right, man. No one's doing the ballad anymore.
I like the ballad. You know, the ballad went through a struggle for a little bit. Yeah. But I've always been a fan of the ballad.
There's
which
nothing
is,
wrong with being a dude and liking the ballad. Chicks like the ballad.
I'm down for it. I've never had a problem with saying that either.
I mean, all I want to listen to when I'm driving in my car is a ballad.
Really? And when you're making up, too.
Yeah, well, you know that, too.
See? You don't want to be listening to, you know, Limp Bizkit while you're making out.
No, it's just one of them. Yeah, you're swapping saliva. you can't be too romantic. So are you claiming possibly, Jason, here, that your album is just like the love album of the year?
I wouldn't say that.
No.
No. Who knows?
What's the song you wrote? Because I read somewhere, I forget where, though. What's the song you wrote about the whirlwind tornado where you walk into a room and all you want is that girl? You're just focused on that girl, and all you can pray for is that she feels the exact same way. What song would
this
that be?
This is the one, man.
That'd be it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not tuned to play that one. Can we play it?
No, you don't have to play it. I wanted to ask you a question.
Oh, sure.
Do you have a song to follow that up for when you find out that she doesn't feel the same way?
Yeah, the second one's a breakup song.
It's okay, awesome. Great. So it's all in chronological order.
Yeah.
Good
deal.
I'll go through tonight and take a bubble bath and cry.
Yeah.
Listen to it.
Yeah. The second one is all about rejection, so it's perfect.
What song are we going to play today?
We're going to play the one that everybody knows, Hanging by a Moment.
Which was, by the way, the most played song of the year, according to BDS last year, right?
It was
2001.
It was
2001,
right? 2005?
I haven't met you guys before, I don't think. So, I know I haven't. So, I may have been really drunk one night in Vegas. I don't know. It's my first time to say that was a big song in 2001, and congratulations on it.
It's about time.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
So, crank it.
Well, we did have a second record. You just know.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Well, you don't have a record label when, you know,
yeah,
it takes a little bit longer.
It's all good. We heard it, and I think Rick's brother heard it.
That's all right. I don't have a record at all, so.
But you have cool microphones.
That's right. I got a big old RE27 electro voice, and when I say that, women get turned on.
Woo!
All right. You guys ready?
Yep.
Let's do it.
All right.
This is Lifehouse on the Buckhead.